On the spot. Dot.
On the spot.
It is PG-13 in our theater,
so I had no desire to see it, but honestly, it worked out very well.
The movie was actually originally called God Party. 5 stars. I'm going to say 1 star. I will never see it again, and I feel bad for those who spent their money to go see it in the first place.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Thought on the Spot Movie Reviews. My name is Tommy, and today we're going to be reviewing the film The Call of the Wild. Call of the Wild came out on February 21st, 2020. It is an adventure, drama, family film. The rating is PG, and the runtime is 1 hour and 40 minutes. The director of the film is Chris Sanders, who also directed The Croods in 2013, How to Train Your Dragon in 2010, and Lilo and Stitch in 2002. So quite a good run for his portfolio of work. Starring in the film, we have Harrison Ford, who plays John Thornton. You of course recognize Harrison Ford from the Star Wars franchises, where he's played Han Solo, as well as all of the Indiana Jones films where he's played Indiana Jones. We also have Omar Sy, who plays Peralt. You recognize Omar from The Untouchables, where he plays Driss, and also Jurassic World, where he played Barry. We have Dan Stevens, who plays Hal. You'd recognize Dan from Downton Abbey, where he plays Matthew Crawley, as well as The Guest, where he played David. We also have Bradley Whitford, who plays Judge Miller. You'd recognize Bradley from Get Out, where he played Dean Armitage, and the TV series Perfect Harmony, where he plays Arthur Cochran. And we also have Karen Gillan, who plays Mercedes. You'd recognize Karen from the Jumanji films, or the newer ones, where she plays Ruby, and Guardians of the Galaxy films, where she plays Nebula. And of course, that's inclusive of the Avenger films. So the plot of the movie is it's based off of the book written by Jack London. It's a film about a dog named Buck that is stolen from his home and is sold into service as a sled dog in Alaska or up in the Yukon. It is through this that Buck learns about himself and survival in the wilderness.
The Yukon is a dangerous place. You never know what's coming. I came up here because I didn't want to be around anyone. And then I met Buck. He was a dog like no other. He'd been spoiled.
Out! Come on, Buck!
And he'd suffered.
Come on!
But he could not be broken.
I don't know where you came from, but I know where you are now. Welcome to the last place on the earth.
I should let him have a minute. Doesn't look like he's ever seen snow before.
How do you feel about an adventure beyond all maps?
We could go, you and I.
Where no one's ever been before. See what's out there.
Enjoying this.
I never saw him believe in anything as much as he believes in you.
What do you say, Buck? Adventure of a lifetime. Sleeping for 2 days in my bed.
All right, that of course being the trailer for Call of the Wild, reminded me of, because I had some ideas of what I wanted to review, but a couple things that the trailer reminds me of is what's awkward is Harrison Ford is narrating the film from beginning to end, which is interesting because Buck is not with Harrison Ford in the beginning. You know, as I mentioned, he is stolen from his family, and, you know, and through a series of events, eventually he finds Harrison Ford. So it's interesting to have the narrator act as if he's telling the story, but like he was there when he wasn't. And that's just one call out. Now, the other thing I want to mention is, I don't know, I'm sure you can tell from the trailer, but the Buck is in CGI, right? And I immediately wanted to call out the fact, as I was thinking of my review, that the CGI is done well for Buck, okay? To a point where, you know, there's a lot of portions in the movie where you find that you can't tell that he is CGI. It's done, you know, it's done that way. But then there's those moments where for sure you can tell it is, you know, just how they try to bring the emotions of Buck out, which is interesting. It's kind of cartoony in a weird way. That being said, my original thoughts were that I found at some points in the movie that because the CGI was recognizable, it kind of took me out of the story. Recalling when I read it, you know, it felt like that it was about a real dog or a dog that could exist is what this story surrounds. And this is, you know, inclusive of the original film. I mean, it's the original film has a real dog doing it. So it's more exciting, I feel like, because it felt more real. And this story, because of the CGI, you more walk away from it going, that was an incredible story about a dog, but it didn't feel like it was about a real dog. This feels more like, you know, a story of fiction, which the original is fiction as well, but it's fiction that could be based off of fact, right? And this, because of the CGI, it takes you out. Now, that being said, seeing the trailer, I do want to say that it does show more of the emotion. There are things that happen where you can tell what Buck is trying to convey, where in a film it's the dialogue or what the characters, you know, the human characters say that pull out, you know, what the dog's feeling to an extent. So I could see how the CGI hands to that and may add a layer to the story. But again, because you can tell that it's CGI, it does pull you out of it. Not to mention the mere size of this dog. I mean, he's huge. It's almost like it adds to that layer, right? Where again, the original film, it's a big dog, but it's a dog, you know. And that being said, right? So as I go into the review more now, I want to start out by just saying it was nice to be quickly reminded of the story I had when I was younger. It was nice to have those memories kind of come back as the story came to life during the film. And you know, that's that nostalgia factor. Obviously, there are some changes here and there, but for the most part, you know, it's the same story. And I enjoyed that. It's very, very nostalgic. Now, keeping in mind, of course, as I've mentioned, this is a remake of the original film that was made back in 1972 and starred Charlton Heston. So, you know, the story still holds up, I feel like, even now, even though it's a remake. Because the story is known, we know what to expect. So I would say that although the cinematography is great, I mentioned the CGI is great, it does tend to get a little bit boring in the middle because you're familiar with it. You know, it's like watching an old film all over again. I feel like, you know, we get almost that feeling that a lot of people had from The Lion King, where it was done completely in CGI, you know, but looked live action. People didn't like it because they were so familiar with the story that although you had all of this, you know, brilliant CGI in front of you, you knew the story. And I feel like that kind of happens here. But that's it, guys. I enjoyed the movie. I think that it was, you know, it's a good family film. Take your family out to see it. You know, especially where we're kind of in a lull of films right now, this is something that you can kind of get out. It's there might be some parts that would be scarier for too young of kids, but I think, You know, I mean, the rating on it is PG, so, I mean, that's as safe as you can get. Things that might scare the kids, there's like a bear moment. The bear might be a little scary. There's some parts where, you know, dogs have to fight. That could be, I don't know, somewhat scary to younger children. I don't know. That's your call, obviously. The rating's PG. It's a great time to get out. I give it 3 out of 5. Stingers during or after the credits? No. You know, everyone knows the story, so it ends when it ends. Roll credits, and that's the end. So, this concludes my review of The Call of the Wild. As always, I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen. If you are a first-time listener, you can follow us and subscribe through anchor.fm/thoughtonthespot. That's our main platform. Now, it's because of Anchor that we're available also through Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and even Apple Podcasts. So you can find us there too, amongst other platforms. This is another review in the can. So until next time, grab some popcorn and your favorite drink and go out and see a great film with your family, friends, or just spend some time to yourself. But most importantly, have a great night.